From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Emmanuel Macron, a banker and former economy minister, was easily elected French president Sunday in a two-person runoff that appears to have eased concerns about the future of the European Union. Mr. Macron won just over 66% of the vote, to the National Front Marine Le Pen's less than 34%.
Merci, mes amis!
The new French leader thanked his supporters. He said France won, a victory he said that was unprecedented. The 39-year-old, who had never run for political office, will become the country's youngest leader since Napoleon. Addressing her supporters, Le Pen called for showing historic and massive, adding their National Front will be the main opposition to Mr. Macron's administration. Hudson Institute French analyst Ben Haddad, speaking from Paris, said the voters sent a hopeful and optimistic message in Sunday's election.
This is the youngest French president ever, who was virtually unknown 3 years ago, created his own movement from scratch just a year ago, and is winning in landslide with an optimistic, reform-oriented, pro-European liberal message.
Mr. Macron, who has promised reform in the French economy and in relations with the EU, faces an immediate challenge of securing a majority for his Young En Marche movement in next month's parliamentary election to implement his plans. The Somali government Sunday said a regional leader of the insurgency al-Shabaab was killed in a raid by Somali forces. Lower Shabelle leader Mualin Osman Abdi Badil and three of his associates were killed Friday in the village of Barire. The raid came as a U.S. military serviceman was killed while supporting Somali forces west of the capital Mogadishu. The Pentagon called it the first U.S. combat fatality in Somalia since 1993. This is VOA.